No one has forced Mrs. Baker or Mrs. Gore to bring Prince or Sheena Easton into their homes. Thanks to the Constitution, they are free to buy other forms of music for their children. Apparently, they insist on purchasing the works of contemporary recording artists in order to support a personal illusion of aerobic sophistication. Ladies, please be advised, the $8.98 purchase price does not entitle you to a kiss on the foot from the composer or performer in exchange for a spin on the family Victrola.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And before I get started, I wanted to thank everyone who helped me with this week's playlist. So thank you Daryl, Jesse M, Jesse J, Mono, Ivan, and Duckrat, or otherwise known on Instagram as DYork81, ElChatoLoco_1519_JesseJimenez, ElMono666, Spooky Lounge, and the Four-Eyed Samurai. So check these guys out. They're the absolute sweetest with great taste in music. And back to this week's episode, I wanted to dig into the history of the Satanic Panic and there was a spike in the fear in the 1970s, and there are multiple factors that contributed to the fear of the occult, like the Manson cult following that led to a string of murders, the Son of Sam, and other killers with great press coverage, which put the idea of ritualized killings on society's radar. Then, not to mention the Satanic Bible's publication in 1969, which became a key text for the Church of Satan, and then the novel and film The Exorcist, and, crazily enough, the game Dungeons & Dragons. So all these factors and more led to witch hunts within society. And the hysteria would grow even more in the 80s, with music being heavily scrutinized for its hidden messages. The genre in particular? Heavy metal, as it was deemed the culprit of moral corruption. And Chicago-based group Styx was one of the many bands to be accused of backward masking, which is a supposed practice of recording messages that can only be accessed if played backwards. The fear and accusations would grow to the extent of having Frank Zappa, Dee Snider, and John Denver to testify against the PMRC, which stands for Parent Music Resource Center. And we heard a small clip of Frank Zappa's testimony at the beginning of this episode, with the most heated debate over the supposed porn rock is between Dee Snider and senators. With Snider saying, "Miss Gore claimed that one of my songs, Under the Blade, had lyrics encouraging sadomasochism, bondage, and rape. The lyrics she quoted have absolutely nothing to do with these topics. On the contrary, the words in question are about surgery and the fear it instills in people. I can say categorically that the only sadomasochism, bondage, and rape song is in the mind of Miss Gore." And it is here that Snider outclassed a group of suits, ultimately flipping the table and accusing the other side of having smut on their mind. But ultimately, the PMRC would be the reason why you find parental advisory stickers on a good portion of metal CDs. And with that bit of history out of the way, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy!
By a little friend.
The fear of Satanism in society only intensified in June of 1992. A Vancouver woman, Patricia Rice, plowed her car into another, killing the other driver. And the reason for this reckless driving? She believed that she was fleeing members of a satanic cult that was hell-bent on killing her and her children. In a 1995 lawsuit, Rice would share how she had initially began seeing a hypnotherapist to help her quit smoking. However, during these sessions, she claims to have uncovered repressed memories of ritualistic satanic abuse, and this allegedly put her in a psychotic state caused by her therapy. From her fight or flight response up until the deadly crash, Rice claims that she had a good witch speaking inside her head, guiding her the entire time. And 2 years after this lawsuit, in a separate incident, a Portlander, Jennifer Foltz, would file a complaint with the Oregon Psychologist Board, alleging that her therapist, psychologist Sophia Carr, had misdiagnosed her. With a therapist's notes reading, "Suspect she is suffering from multiple personality disorder and major depression, supposedly unearthing multiple personalities up to 300 in Foltz." This diagnosis led to Foltz in the hospital, where supposedly medication for depression and anxiety severed her from reality. And the painful fact in that case is how Foltz began seeing Carr for therapy in 1991 for marital problems. The kicker in all this? Carr, the psychologist, had appeared on KATU's special broadcast about ritual abuse, where Carr would share how she allegedly endured physical and sexual abuse at the age of 13 in the woods near her Washington home, going on to claim that six men wearing medallions took her to an altar where they would chant and prepare to sacrifice Carr. And she would go on to claim that before they could cut her heart out, the horse she had ridden in on had saved her by scaring off the men. And these aren't even the strangest cases of supposed satanic activity, but I don't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy!
A flash of light. You know you're not going home tonight. Be it check or switch, doctors or mind. The way to run, everywhere you'll find. You can't escape from the bed you made. When your time has come, you'll accept the flash of light. You know you're not going home tonight. Be a Jekyll switch, doctor of the mind. There's no way to run, everywhere you'll find. You can't escape from the bed you're made. But when your time has come, you'll accept love.
So that's it for this week's spooky special episode. And I am truly grateful to be able to share music and tidbits of trivia. And I am even more grateful to have good friends even help me with playlists. So once again, thank you guys so much for all the suggestions. It was a lot to comb through, but who says I won't use them in the future? And thank you guys for tuning in each week. I really do believe that sharing music is a form of intimacy, so you guys really mean the world to me. And if you haven't yet, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. And my newest addition to this project is my blog on WordPress. So head on over if you want to read a little bit more on this week's topic. So till next week, I am your four-eyed host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.